Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin for how he is handling new sanctions imposed on Moscow by President Obama for what the White House describes as interference by Russian intelligence agencies in November's U.S. national election. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf.
The latest is that we've just seen an announcement from Russian President Vladimir Putin that he will not be doing the tit-for-tat expulsion of U.S. diplomats as suggested to him by the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Instead, he has said that he will not lower himself to the U.S. level, as he put it, and will instead consider what President-elect Donald Trump does when he takes office later in January.
Mr. Trump will take office as president January 20th and tweeted on Friday, "Great move on delay," referring to Putin's decision not to expel U.S. diplomats. The tweet went on to read, "I always knew he was very smart." Human rights activists say at least one person has died in sniper fire in Syria, where a ceasefire agreement went into effect early Friday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says most of Syria is calm, but there have been clashes between regime forces and their militia supporters and militant factions in some areas. Iraqis in Mosul face car bombs and airstrikes Friday, second day of renewed push to retake the city following weeks of relative calm. Mosul, the last remaining stronghold for the Islamic State in Iraq, fell to the terrorist group in 2014. This is VOA News. Major cities around the world are focusing on security while anticipating big crowds at New Year's Eve celebrations to ring in 2017. Added security is in place in many states and cities because of the December 19th hijacked truck attack on a Berlin Christmas market that killed 12 people, plus other attacks during the year 2016. In Cologne, Germany, they are ramping up security for tonight's activities. When asked if security threat will keep her away from the festivities, this Cologne resident said no. She said she decided to go and will go anyway. She won't let them get down, she said on her. She just wanted to have fun and feel more secure because all the police, she says she is not afraid. One of the first prominent New Year celebrations to start 2017 will be held in Australia, where an extra 2,000 police officers are protecting Sydney's harbor's famed Night of Entertainment. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said goodbye to his UN staff.
There is not much for me to say. I have only just two words. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Ban's term ends tomorrow. He will be succeeded by former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres. Mr. Ban will be on hand tonight to help all the revelers in New York's Times Square celebrate the new year. Actress Zsa Zsa Gabor was remembered during a funeral mass for being the epitome of Hollywood glamour, an elegant and attention-seeking actress who paved the way for future generations. Around 100 mourners gathered at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Beverly Hills, paying respects to Gabor, who died December 18th from a heart attack at age 99. Her husband, Frederick von Anhalt, was seated at the front of the church, close to where Gabor's ashes were displayed in a gold rectangular box.
That's how people should remember my wife, you know, being a good woman, being a horsewoman. She loved animals and walking the red carpet like nobody else.
Gabor appeared in numerous films over her career, but is often described as simply being famous for being famous. She came to the U.S. in the 1930s with her two sisters. They immediately went to Hollywood to be in the movies. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to a very special edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. As I look back at the year just passing, 2016, and give you what I call the Jazz America Awards for 2016 as I look back at some of my favorite moments of the year. During the year, we celebrate the Grammy Awards, the NEA Jazz Masters, and other awards that come along during the year. Well, this is not exactly an awards show, as I'm not going to favor one artist over another, but I am going to be a little self-indulgent, if you don't mind, and point out some of my favorite personal moments of the year just passed. And speaking of passing, I think that it's appropriate that we also place a spotlight on some of the greats of jazz who passed away in 2016. And we'll do that with the first two songs of this show. Let's begin with the man they call the Wizard of Montara. He was the master of the vibes, the award-winning player of this unique and magical instrument and great composer and band leader, first call session player, and Bobby Hutcherson is who we're talking about, who passed away at the age of 75 on the 15th of August in 2016. We'll follow that with one of the great vocalists who passed away this year, and you'll hear all about her and hear her music after we enjoy Bobby Hutcherson. From the album Farewell Keystone, recorded live at the famous San Francisco Bay Area club The Keystone Corner, which closed in 1983, this was recorded live in 1982 with Bobby Hutcherson on the vibes, Billy Higgins on drums, Cedar Walton on piano, Buster Williams on bass, and Oscar Brashear on the trumpet. Here's the song Short Stuff from the late Bobby Hutcherson, as we remember him fondly, one of the great, great artists of jazz history, and one of the moments we'll remember in passing of 2016 here on VOA's Jazz America.
Sunset, man, we're
From the album put together by drummer Terry Lynn Carrington, with a host of all-star players and singers, among them the late Natalie Cole. The album Mosaic, the project Love and Soul, that's Come Sunday, with the voice of Natalie Cole, who passed away on New Year's Eve of 2015, just hours before 2016 began. At the age of 65, Natalie Cole, who sold 14 million copies of her salute to her father, Nat King Cole, Unforgettable, was going strong, as you just heard, until the very end of her life, by all accounts. That was the last recorded effort from Natalie Cole, and didn't she sound great? We're looking back at some of the high points of 2016, and the passing of the greats, even though it is a sad thing, is something to celebrate. Their wonderful lives and careers and the music they created. Now, let me turn to one of my favorite things to do each and every year, and that is to attend great jazz festivals and talk to great jazz artists. Here's one of those conversations, one of the peaks of 2016 for me here on VOA's Jazz America. Russ Davis here at the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival, the 37th edition of the world's largest free jazz festival. And who should I be sitting with but the great Ron Carter, Detroit's own and the artist in residence for this year. Ron, thanks for taking some time with us.
Kind of good to see you this morning.
Now, I'm telling you, they brought you home not to honor you, but to put you to work. 4 days of this festival, playing with a nonet, quartet, trio, and the great big band. I'm talking about putting you to work.
Well, they're getting their money's worth, I can assure you that. And the people who are my members of the groups who I bought for this 4 days, they've been as excited to be here as I am to have them here. And for me, it's an important view of the players who come from New York to play a festival in Detroit as a group of groups, to kind of not just demonstrate their talent and their musicality, but to demonstrate to the audience their love of the music, in this case, my music. It's great for me.
View, you use the term view. We're on the 70th floor of a massive building in downtown Detroit, and from here we could almost see Ferndale, your hometown, just to the south of Detroit. And that's kind of a little bit of what I want to get to. I think of jazz festivals as a family reunion for musicians, and you've had almost a literal family reunion coming back home here, and even visiting Ferndale, I heard.
Yeah, well, yesterday we had a chance to go out early in the morning and visit the house that I was born in, and my elementary school that's still standing, and the streets are a little more tattered as 60 years have gone by or so, but it brought back some great memories.
And speaking of great memories, here is the title cut from Ron Carter's 1979 classic New York Slick, with folks like Art Farmer, J.J. Johnson, Hubert Laws, Kenny Barron, and Billy Cobham joining him on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back.
Robert Glasper, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Well, I'm loosely calling this edition of Jazz America the 2016 Jazz America Awards, but it's not really one artist over another. It's simply pointing out some of the high points of the year, in my humble opinion, if you don't mind. And in my humble opinion, Mr. Robert Glasper, who you just heard from, with a cut from the soundtrack of the motion picture Miles Ahead, the biopic starring Don Cheadle of Miles Davis. That was Robert and a host of all-star players joining with him to recreate what might have been Miles Davis live on stage. And he also released a couple of other albums in the last 12 months, including Everything's Beautiful, adding his keyboard to Miles Davis's existing tracks, remixing some of Miles' most famous songs, and also Art Science with his Robert Glasper Experience. So he gets the award for the busiest man in modern jazz, Robert Glasper. I've got more of the highlights of 2016 from my perspective coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I actually received via Facebook. Someone who'd been listening to Jazz America tracked me down on Facebook, and that person is Osita Umay from Lilal, Malaysia. And he wrote to me, "I think you are a good man. I am a regular listener to VOA programs." And so Osita and I became Facebook friends. And you can look me up on Facebook and communicate with me there if you like, but I would prefer that you get in touch with me by email. Well, Osita, I've got some of the highlights of this year just about to pass, and in some places where you're listening, it has already passed into 2017. But looking back at 2016, one of my favorite moments was the release of the wonderful album Spark by the great Japanese-born pianist Hiromi Uehara. She has an all-star cast of international artists joining with her in her band, and I had a chance to see them perform at the Montreal Jazz Festival and the Newport Jazz Festival in the recent past. And so I'd like to play for you from one of my very favorite albums of the year, Spark, the music of Hiromi, on VOA's Jazz America as we give you some of the highlights of 2016. As we look back at outstanding events of the year 2016, it's the passing of some of the greats of jazz that we must remember and mark. And among them one of the most popular saxophonists in modern jazz, Gatto Barbieri, the man from Argentina, who died on the 2nd of April at the age of 83, leaving a wonderful legacy of popularity, winning a Grammy Award for the soundtrack of Last Tango in Paris, as well as many popular albums and tours. And though he played in a very sultry manner quite often, he could give us some very fiery work, too, as you just heard the song Bolero from his album Tropico. We mark the passing of Gatto Barbieri and others. We'll continue to do more of that as we look back at some of the highlights of 2016 here on VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and it's always fun to meet artists for the first time and have a chance to speak with them and to see them perform live. And that's exactly what happened for me in the last year, as I had a chance to see various performances, including at the Montreal Jazz Festival and the Detroit Jazz Festival by the wonderful French-born vocalist Cyril Amé. I'll give you some of a conversation I enjoyed with her in Detroit, and then a cut from her 2016 album Let's Get Lost here on VOA's Jazz America.
You are a modern, for lack of a better term, jazz singer. You have established yourself as a unique and modern singer. When you see a performance by you, they will see a traditional thing where there are two string players and they sound like Django Reinhardt's cousins. And then there'll be a Michael Jackson song with modern rhythms. There'll be backbeat. There'll be Latin music. There'll be Brazilian music. And then they will see you layer your tracks on top of one another as you record them live in a totally futuristic way. You have all of the elements to take jazz singing, quote unquote, to the next level for the 21st century? That's not a question, that's a statement. Respond to that, and then I'll let you go.
Well, first of all, I like how you always say quote-unquote jazz, because to me, yeah, jazz is not a style of music, it's a way of playing music. It's, to me, it's what I fell in love for the first time with the gypsy music is the improvisation factor. I love the fact that you never know what's going to happen, and that you can always experiment and always take whatever is the energy that you're receiving at this moment and give it out there. And so since I'm moving with my time, I hope that I will always be evolving and always be learning and always be creating.
Well, as I said earlier, when someone sees you perform live, they will instantly fall in love with you and they will be your fan forever. So tonight here in Detroit, go make some people fall in love with you. Cyril Amé, thank you so much for taking some time.
Thank you very much.
And here is Cyril Amé from Let's Get Lost, her 2016 release on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Live alone and like it, free as the birds in the trees. High above the briars, live alone and like it, doing whatever you please. When your heart desires, free to hang around or fly at any old time. No equivocation, most of all no guarantees. That can be your motto, free of obligation, only the murmuring breeze. As an obligato, live alone and like it. Why is that such a crime? Free to call the tune, free to say if I'm gonna work or play. You can have the moon, but you don't have to have it night and day. Anyway, what I like is gliding where the wind takes me to, flying high and hiding up in a tree. Live alone and like it. That's the answer for me. But you don't have to have it night and day. Anyway, on your own with only you to concern yourself doesn't mean you're lonely. Just that you're free, live alone and like it. That's the answer for me.
This is Michael League from Snarky Puppy, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
2016 release Chulka Vulka, that is Snarky Puppy with the song Go. More of the highlights of 2016 coming up next hour on Jazz America.